FM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Welcome to the show. This is Right Side Radio. This is Yaffe filling in for Phil Williams. You can usually catch me on in the morning, 9 to 11 a.m. here on WVNN. Joining me on the phone right now, Joseph Curl. He's a columnist for the Daily Wire, also for the Washington Times, and he's editor-in-chief at offthepress.com. He used to work for the Drudge Report years ago. Now Drudge apparently has gone full leftist, so he created his own site, Off the Press, which is awesome. I use it every day, actually. So, Joseph, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, usually I say good morning, but good afternoon to you.
Thanks, my friend. So, what's the big story that's on your radar today?
Well, you know, right now there's a couple of them. One of the things that we've been following it off the press so much is just all the things that are going wrong in the country. And as your listeners know, there's an awful lot of them. But mm-hmm. the one that's fascinating right now as we go into, you know, the year is ending, we're going into the holiday season. Inflation is now the highest it's been since 1982. It's running at 6.8%, and we're starting to get into some Jimmy Carter numbers. I mean, you know, a lot of things that happened during Carter's term, and again, remember Carter came out with his malaise speech. It was Americans just not working hard enough. That also ended up with him being a one-term president. But a lot of things are kind of at that position. You know, prices are going through the roof. Real estate is unattainable by a lot of people. They're setting all kinds of records. That's what happened when Carter was in, and eventually that interest rate bounced up to, I don't know if it ever got over 20, but I remember when it was at 18 or 19%. So we're kind of moving along that direction. So there's two. There's the inflation, and right now you've got migrants are rushing the border, trying to get in before Biden eventually had to reinstate Donald Trump's policy of holding people who want to get into the United States under asylum in Mexico. The way that Biden and Obama had set it up, it was called catch and release. So you get to the border, you get caught, you get taken in, you get scheduled for a hearing, and you walk away within the United States. Most of those guys never show up for hearings, so they're basically, they've just gotten a free ticket in the United States. What Trump did was he set it up so that you could do all that asylum stuff, but you go wait in Mexico or wherever you want to wait. When your hearing comes up, you show up, and then we'll decide whether we let you in. So Biden has finally reenacted that policy very quietly, and again on a Friday, as things often get done in Washington. And migrants and foreigners are rushing the border to try to get in before that policy takes place.
Yeah, and actually later on in the show, I'm going to talk with someone at Center for Immigration Studies who's going to go over some of those details, because you're right, there are certain areas of the border they're starting to rush for that reason. It's interesting when you talk about the Remain in Mexico policy, how they're re-implementing it. When they're asked about it, they say, well, the courts are forcing us to do it. Do you believe that, though, or do you think, you know, in the back of his head, he's kind of like, I have no other choice. It's the only thing that works to stop it. And they just can't admit that maybe Trump's policies were working here.
Yeah, I mean, that's technically the more accurate way to describe it, is the courts are doing it. But the Biden administration and Joe Biden himself has got an awful lot of power. If they didn't want this, they'd fight it. It's the same thing with the mandate on the vaccines. I mean, you know, he comes out and says every business that's got 100 or more employees has got to mandate the vaccines. Eventually, the courts say, well, you can't really do that. Then Joe Manchin bails on him. And really, what Biden did at that point was he just went, whatever, and walked away from it. So, you know, if he really felt like, you know, he could win the battle, or if it was a worthy battle, he'd fight it, just as he would fight the Trump policy, the Remain in Mexico policy. So, yeah, I think it's accurate to say that the courts are pushing it and making it happen. On the other hand, just like the vax mandate, he could fight that if he really wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, I thought from the very beginning, maybe because I'm extra cynical, but I kind of thought he never really expected that to be fully implemented, because someone in his administration had to have told him behind the scenes that this is unconstitutional. There's no way the courts are going to uphold something like this, but he did it anyway. And there's a part of me that thinks it was just an attempt to put out a perception that he was doing something, and also to kind of scare companies into doing it as well, where he really didn't expect it to be implemented. I mean, am I being a little too cynical there, or you think I'm onto something?
No, I think that's right too. And I think the other thing is he's got to keep feeding. You know, we were really unsure about what he was going to end up having to do with the progressive far left wing of the party. And as everybody knows, you know, you go far to your base, which is, you know, left for liberals and right for conservatives during the primaries, but you have to tack back to the middle during the general election. And Biden did that in 2020, but he ended up being much farther left. He couldn't really get away from how far left he had gone during the primaries. So when he took office, there were an awful lot of people that put him into office, people who voted for him and supported him and backed him, and lawmakers all over and big fundraisers and donors. They expected him to be more liberal than he really wanted to be. So I think some of these things that he does now, you're right, when they get knocked down by the court, he knew they weren't going to fly anyway, but he's feeding both things. He's trying to make it look like he's actually doing something, but he's also trying to feed that progressive liberal wing of his party and tell them that he's with them, when in fact he knows full well this thing's not going to hold water. There's no chance it's going to go anywhere.
Sorry, I was just picturing a bunch of angry leftists being fed by Joe Biden. That's a scary image. I think you're exactly right there. Now, on the inflation thing, the Biden administration, obviously, they said for a while, it's transitory. My response is, well, this transition that they're talking about is taking forever. This is transitory. When is the transition over? I mean, come on, it's taking forever. But, you know, I guess, is there any way out of this? How do we get out of this inflation problem?
Well, it's unfortunately, it's sometimes very painful. Sometimes and there are economists out there right now who are saying we're moving toward recession, and that's the painful part. That's an 18-month to 3-year process of kind of building things back. What certainly doesn't help, and this is one of the reasons that inflation's going up, and lots of economists are looking at the indicators, which is, you know, the last thing you want to do is throw $1 trillion into this mess. You can't keep printing money forever without inflation going up. And so what the Congress did with the help of, by the way, 14 Republicans, is just incur another $1 trillion in debt. And nobody knows where this money's going. I mean, it's just printing money, and you know, no one will ever. I was talking about this with an economist friend of mine the other day, and I said, well, will they ever be able to take? He's like, you can't keep track of $1 trillion, let alone 3 or 4, which is what, you know, been spent during this pandemic and just flooding out the door. So, you know, no one's ever going to know where this money has gone. But yeah, there's, you know, there are a few things that you can do, and one of them is not to mandate that every business with 100 employees or more actually takes makes the vaccine mandatory. But you've got to make the environment good for business. So, you know, you could start to give some tax credits or some tax breaks on various different things. And you could, you know, just set it up so that business feels secure. When business feels, that's why when Donald Trump was elected in 2016, you started to see the markets and everything going up, because everyone went, oh, hey, it's about to get a lot better. And they were confident in that. Again, some of this comes down to simply confidence in our economy doing the right thing and our president doing the right thing. And right now, a lot of Americans don't have that confidence.
You know, I was speaking with Senator Tommy Tuberville out of Alabama, speaking to him yesterday, and he was telling me that he doesn't think Build Back Better will be passed before the end of the year. And he's pretty hopeful that it will never be passed, because the likes of Joe Manchin are not on board with that. So I'm a little bit hopeful that maybe we can actually kill that bill, and as I say, kill the bill and save America. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a tough call, because, you know, this is how, and again, I'm sure your listeners and you've been following this for years and years now. They used to do the appropriation bills. I think there's either 12 or 14 appropriation bills, and those used to come up just all year long. An appropriation bill would come up, and all the lawmakers would debate them. They would vote on it and pass it through. And now it just comes up in an omnibus bill, and now it comes up in the week before Christmas as all these lawmakers are trying to go home. So they print out some ridiculous, you know, bill that's 3,000-4,000 pages. Nobody reads it. No one has time to read it, and they all just pass it. So, you know, it depends on whether these guys want to ever get home. That they might just pass it. But, you know, and again, what happens at a certain point is everybody starts to get their beak wet. I mean, everyone's getting a few $100 million for some pet project they want back at home. And then these lawmakers will just sign on and vote for whatever. So I don't know. I'm not as optimistic as you. I think Congress just they're going to do this one way or the other. And if they have to bribe all the Republicans to get on board, they'll do that. But I think they'll pass this thing. Unfortunately,
wow.
You're right. I mean, it's not good for America.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. I talked to an economist this morning, and he was like, the only good news about inflation going up is Joe Manchin said he will not want to spend any more money and pass that bill as long as inflation is a problem. So the only silver lining on the inflation numbers is it might stop the Build Back Better bill from being passed. But yeah, hopefully we can at least kill some of that. Any final thoughts before I let you go, Joseph?
Well, I don't know if your listeners have just heard, Michael Nesmith, one of the original Monkees, has just passed away at 78. So it's Friday night. Maybe throw on some old Monkees tunes and remember the good old days when the Monkees were out there.
Oh, yeah, that's sad news. But I'm sure there are a lot of people listening right now that are huge fans and are like, oh, I'm going to do that. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you sharing that news. Joseph Girl, he's with offthepress.com. Read it every day for the latest news at Off the Press. Don't go to Drudge Report anymore. Go to offthepress.com. Joe, I really appreciate it. We'll get you on again in the future.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jeffy.
All right. When we get back from the break, I found some audio. We were talking about abortion earlier. Copper, you'll like this audio I found. So we'll play it. It definitely gets the message home on how the pro-abortion crowd, especially when it comes to men who are pro-abortion, the argument doesn't make sense. You're listening to Right Side Radio. This is Yaffe filling in for Phil Williams. We'll be back.